Mainstream comic books are starting to feature more characters of color. While some creators of color have always contributed to the likes of Marvel and DC, now there are more prominent artists and writers. That diversity is being reflected in Pittsburgh's own comic scene. As part of our Remake Learning series, 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino reports on one of the region's most prominent Black comic artists.
All right, girls, let everybody down.
It takes some wrangling to fit nearly 30 Catholic school 8th graders in the basement space of Most Wanted Fine Art Gallery in Garfield. St. Bede English teacher Becky Beverso brought her comic book club to see artist Marcel Walker.
So this show here, to tell the truth, this is my first solo gallery show. I've had work in gallery shows before, but this is the first time it's all mine.
The native Pittsburgher has been working in the city for decades. He's taught cartooning and drawing and done tons of commissioned work. The four low walls are filled with framed sketches, original art, and final copies of published work.
I'm going to start with the work that's on this wall. This is from my comic book, my independent comic book, Hero Corps International. That's the first issue right there.
He's completed two issues of Hero Corps. This year he received a grant to make the third, which should be out in January. The main character, the Pro, is modeled after Walker himself.
By the way, there's a huge comics community here in Pittsburgh, so I'm not the only one. I am the best. I'm not the only one.
Wayne Wise would agree, at least with that first part.
It's amazing right now. It really is. Pittsburgh has always been this odd little oasis of comic scenes.
Wise works at Phantom of the Attic comic store in Oakland, teaches a comic history class at Chatham University, and is a creator himself. He says in addition to Pittsburgh's sizable number of comic shops, one of the first mainstream artists of color is from the city, and there are a few contemporary notables here too. He says like other art forms, comics reflect culture. He says that's been true since the comics boom of the 1940s, which portrayed some American sentiments of the time.
Particularly with the Japanese, the horrible, horrible stereotypes of how they were drawn into comics. They were the enemy. This was propaganda. And there was that element of dehumanizing them.
He says later, the very few African-American characters received the same treatment, although they were often seen in a more flattering light, like sidekicks. But Wise says that's starting to change. African-American superhero Black Panther is being rebooted, Black character Luke Cage is getting a show on Netflix, and he says the people behind the work is starting to change too.
It's still overwhelmingly a white boys' club, and some of that is just the history of this medium.
Wise says big companies are responding to things happening in the underground comics world.
Self-publishing. There's more options for self-publishing than ever before. There are people who are putting their comics online, putting them up on Tumblr, and developing huge audiences. And there are a lot of alternative voices coming out of that.
Wise says he's seen a shift. The kids that started gaining access in the past few decades have become creators themselves.
I'm an old white guy. I grew up with, you know, the comics were aimed at me when I was 15, and they were aimed at me when I was 30, and I didn't have to look very far to find representation. And I'm very aware of that. This has been something I've always been into and wanted more people to love. And I understand why a lot of people couldn't. Bringing in more voices brings more people to this hobby I love.
Artist Marcel Walker says his love started when he was young, when comics were this fully consuming thing. The characters were engaging, especially Superman, the one he really latched onto.
I also think part of that was stability. My early years were characterized by a lot of familial instability, and those characters provided that, and Superman more than almost any other.
He says he didn't think much about how many of the characters and the artists behind them didn't have the same racial identity as he did.
Without knowing what people looked like, I just presumed certain creators were white. But I never took that to mean that you couldn't be black or there were no black creators or that I couldn't do it.
Although he was mostly right about the industry, that didn't deter him.
You know, I don't begrudge anybody for having created, you know, we needed characters like Black Panther and Black Lightning and Luke Cage. They had to be there. We had to start somewhere. And we were at least seeing ourselves somehow represented in books.
Marvel just hired their first ever black female writers, one from Pittsburgh, Yona Harvey. And Walker says that matters, that as a black artist, his independent comic book isn't intentionally about being black, but is naturally shaped by his unique personal experiences. And that, new points of view, is one of the things teacher Becky Beverso says she wants her students to see here. She uses a lot of comic books and graphic novels in her regular curriculum.
Well, first of all, the most important thing, I think, is the kids want to read it.
That's what motivated the kids themselves to request the club last year. They do superhero battles and talk about their favorite books, like Mouse, an illustrated novel about the Holocaust.
But also, the way that it's drawn in the simplistic form is a way to access some pretty tough themes in a way that the kids can understand but isn't too graphic.
13-year-old Liam Weichsel says he was impressed by all of Walker's work.
I like reading superhero comic books primarily.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's something like I've grown up with them, and it's kind of cool to just see them in a different light now that I'm a little older.
As far as the assortment of characters in Walker's work, based mostly on his friends and community,
I think that's really cool. Because having a diverse kind of character set really helps pretty much any kind of story, not just because it adds kind of a flavor, it also brings people in.
That's something Walker himself says he didn't realize at first, until one day when he was 11 and had all his comics spread out on a table at his aunt's house.
And one of my cousins sat down and he asked me to pass him one of my older cousins. And it was, you know, that was in and of itself no big deal. And he said, you know, that one there, the one with the brother on the cover. And that specific issue was Tales of the New Teen Titans, number one. And the character that was on the cover was Cyborg, who was a almost brand new character at that time. And I remember in that moment, it kind of clicked for me a little bit that means something to people. You know, like that's where I remember that awareness kind of clicking into place.
Now, Walker says he hopes his work, too, can continue to reach a wide-ranging audience and bring more people into Pittsburgh's thriving comics community. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Virginia Alvino.